little hidden to-do list, Edie. Oh, looky here, everybody. It's Nicole Spag on the line. Hello, Nicole.
Hey, it's me.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, yeah, doing okay. Boy, Justin sure couldn't say enough about your sweet pad yesterday. He was going on and on about how you guys could be on Cribs.
Oh.
Out there in Surprise, Arizona.
Now? Yeah. He was here like a month ago.
Yeah, that's what he said. Well, we haven't talked to him in like 2 weeks, and he just he brought it up kind of randomly.
Because of all the holidays.
Sure. Oh, that was a nice sound.
Sorry, that I think that was my Facebook. I'm sorry. Let me pull that. Boop.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Is there anything it can't do? Well, it's time for Nicole's Recommendals. She comes on the show every Wednesday, and we talk about recommendations, and we have themes sometimes, and I'm pretty stoked about today's theme, but
we always have themes now.
Well, we always do. It's pretty much all we do, right?
Yeah. So this week was submitted by Photocyclist, PG movies that would never be rated PG today.
Mm.
And so what we interpreted that was any movie before 1984, because in 1984, movies like Gremlins and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom caused a whole bunch of parents to be upset because those were rated PG.
Sure.
You're like, well, that's not PG.
That's true. Yeah, it's a cool category because it got me to having to force my head back behind, you know, before 84, which is territory where I don't feel like I have a lot of movie experience. You know, none of them are like the huge deals for me. The big deal movies for me started happening in 84 and forward. So it was a real challenge, but I came up with a couple I think I like.
You helped with that website you sent over that kind of gave us a listing of movies from a particular time.
Yeah.
So on Instant Watcher, they have very granular search options. So you can actually say, I want everything before 1984 that's PG and lower. Mm-hmm. And
available to stream. It's brilliant.
Available to stream. Yeah, but it's only on Netflix. It's not Amazon Prime, unfortunately.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's Instant Watcher for those not in the know.
Yeah.
So you want to start this off?
Yeah, I'll tell you my two, and then we'll just go.
Got two?
I know we're only supposed to have one, but I'm going to mention another one as like a runner-up.
Okay.
Because they're kind of runners-up for the same reason that the first one is the way it is. So for me, it's 1981's, well, they both happen to come out the same year, so maybe that's part of this, but 81 was the year we got to see Airplane for the first time. And Airplane, I think, would totally be R in today's market, and for some reason wasn't in 1981, and they had boobs in it, and they had way more cussing and innuendo and stuff that today would totally be R, and I still, for the life of me, cannot figure out why that movie was PG-13. Sadly, it isn't streaming anywhere easily, other than rentals.
It's on Netflix. Saw it listed. Yeah,
Plane is on Netflix?
Maybe I missed it. Here, hold on.
I think I saw it in the list of, on that Instant Watcher.
You could be correct here.
You like Gladiator movies?
I'm trying to find, why isn't, is it streaming still? I know that Instant Watcher and that other stuff's up, but I still have this.
Go to Netflix and
yeah, that works too.
The easiest thing. Yeah.
I thought it wasn't, but maybe it is. So maybe that's good.
I'll buy for you.
Yeah, so check that out. The other movie I was going to throw in there just as a bonus is Clash of the Titans, which also came out that year, and Clash of the Titans the original. Again, loads of boobs, naked butt lady, crazy violence. There's no way that movie would be PG today. It's not a chance, but it totally was. In fact, I remember going to see it on a Saturday afternoon with a theater full of kids, and we were treated immediately to some boobs. I was like, whoa, what the heck?
I forgot about that. Yeah, we even watched that for Film Sack, and I think we were all surprised by, oh, hey, look at Aphrodite walking around there.
A couple of times, yeah. And I think I think we just had a different notion of what that, I mean, that didn't seem as big a deal.
No.
As it does today. And I don't know what that is. What changed? Like, it's so many of cultures or of our society's mores of that type have kind of gone away, yet that one got more shored up. It's weird to me.
I've talked about this movie on the show before. Mm-hmm. It's a documentary. This film is not yet rated.
Yeah.
It's not streaming any longer, but it was for a while.
Long time, a couple of years straight.
Really
insightful
view into the Motion Picture Association rating, how they rate and all of that. I thought it was just interesting. And that might hold some answers, I think.
Yeah, there's some. I saw that as well. And there's definitely some, you know, it definitely explains a lot about when the PG-13 thing came around and them kind of tightening up and everything. But I think it's funny because society itself seems to be more offended by a boob on screen than they used to be. And that's not the rating system doing that to them. That's just them doing it to themselves. So I can't figure that part out. But anyway, it was those two movies definitely stick out for me.
Airplane and Airplane 2 are both streaming on Netflix.
Oh, good. You want to see the one with Shatner in it? Airplane 2's got you covered.
Airplane 2. Feels like that should be a film sack movie, doesn't it?
Why not?
Airplane 2?
Why not?
Seems like it.
Yeah.
There's sure a could. Few of these that I found. I'm like, that's a film sack movie.
Brian, what'd you pick?
I picked one from 1984. So I went through, expanded the search on Instant Watcher, went from 1980 to 1984. But the movie I ended up picking actually was from 1984. It is, and because, you know, we're apparently on a Michael Douglas kick today, it is Romancing the Stone.
Oh, yeah. Similar reasons, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There's boobage. There's exposed boob. There's a scene that I remember actually seeing in the trailer constantly on TV, which surprised me, which is Michael Douglas sliding down a mudslide and landing face first in what's her face's lap. Crotchal face? Region.
Oh, Kathleen Turner there.
Kathleen Turner. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. That movie had all sorts of.
People getting shot, people getting stabbed.
Yeah.
I think anytime you've got Danny DeVito in a movie, it should just automatically be an R.
I agree.
That should just be a rule.
Should just be a rule, yeah.
Batman 2 should have been R.
That's right, yes.
It came out around, you know, the same year that Indiana Jones, I mean, it's a treasure hunt movie.
Right, right. Like,
we have this, I think, as a culture, this fascination and desire to watch treasure hunting. I don't know what it is. I love it.
Yeah.
Adventure. I don't know.
Well, they were playing off the success of Indiana Jones, clearly. Sure.
Yeah.
Trying to create their own sort of form of that.
Their own Alan Quartermain.
Mm-hmm. But you guess you could go all the way back to Quartermain, right? Isn't he kind of the beginning of all that
He's
stuff?
He's kind of the start. Yeah. The inspiration for all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm down with it. I could use more of it. Like, I love Uncharted. Uncharted is an incredibly, you know, that thing is totally a homage to that stuff.
Tomb Raider and the recent Tomb Raider reboot.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Kind of like the lottery, you know, people quest for money with the lottery.
Yeah, right. Finding riches, finding the lost city of El Dorado or whatever. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. So.
All right. You want my movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
No, we're going to hang up on you right now. That's it. We don't want to hear yours. Just kidding. Go ahead.
We changed it up today.
Yeah.
So this is the 1967 film. It's a cult classic. You will love it or you will hate it. The Valley of the Dolls.
Oh, the thing written by Roger Ebert, right?
No.
Is that the one or was it? It was the other one. It was the Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
Oh,
or
Beyond the Valley.
That's part two. Beyond Valley of the Dolls is part two of Valley of the Dolls. So Valley of the Dolls, streaming on Netflix, originally came out as a PG film. This film, of course, dolls are a slang term for downer pills. Like, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. But in that time, and it follows the lives of three women, Patty Duke, Barbara Parkins, and Shannon Tate, who the reason why this film kind of had a resurgence is because she was the woman that was, killed by Charles.
Oh,
Mason.
Right. Yeah. Sharon Tate. Yeah.
Yes. And I guess, what's her face? Patty Duke. She's a singer and trials and tribulations. It's some really bad acting at times. It's so campy and awful. But I was just, when I watched it, I'm like, what am I watching? It's crazy.
Yeah.
There's a softcore porn scene in it. I mean, and this is PG. This was rated
weird.
PG.
Wow. Okay. So, that's a winner right there.
Yeah.
Well, late 60s was weird. You know, like Clockwork Orange and this and...
Was Barbarella... Barbarella was PG, right?
Yes, I almost picked Barbarella because that is also streaming on Netflix. And that was PG as well.
It is really weird that these movies got past all that somehow. I don't know. Maybe it was this period that probably beefed a bunch of that stuff up in the late 70s, early 80s. I don't know.
It's 60s too. I mean, it was free love, and I don't know.
Also, I think
I didn't live in the 60s, so I wouldn't know.
I think movies went from this is a thing that kids can go to and enjoy a lot in the 50s to this is an adult place where all the adults go in the 60s and 70s, and then Spielberg and others brought back the kids, and I think that maybe when we started clamping down and went, well, wait, this is now a family thing, not just this Saturday matinee kids thing or adult weirdo thing. It's now kind of a weird combination, so we have to have a more granular approach to how we rate it. I don't necessarily disagree with all of that, except they seem to have swung too far in some ways, but
yeah,
it's interesting.
There's so the scene with the softcore porn, it's a French guy. So a very Frenchy guy comes and woos and because
yeah, let me take off my scarf.
Hello.
It is really, really warm in here. Let me take my clothes off.
But it's so silly and just but he's basically trying to hire Sharon Tate's character to do this film so she can make money because her husband's in a sanitarium. Everybody's going to the sanitarium too. Was sanitariums really that popular in the 60s? I don't know.
Big thing, sanitariums in the 60s. Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a really, really, really weird movie.
Patrick will appreciate
that. I can't believe it was rated PG at the time.
Yeah, that's wow. That. You may have picked the ultimate one because you're right. There's stuff in that movie where like, what? How did that get past any kind of ratings board?
I know.
But it did. So there it is.
Valley of the Dolls, streaming on Netflix.
And that was when X ratings were the big deal, right?
Yeah.
Surprising to me that this didn't end up there. You know, like
they probably cut a lot out.
Maybe.
Maybe
that was it. Yeah.
From PG to X, they would have at least gone to R.
I talked to a dude once who emailed me years ago and said that he was one of the MPAA raider people. Like, he was one of the people that goes in, screens movies, and then recommends a rating. And he said he couldn't tell me more than that. I said, well, I'd love to know more about how this works. He says he couldn't tell me. And that documentary talks a lot about how secret it is.
Mm-hmm.
A documentary is worth seeing, but don't see it with your kids.
No.
Yeah, because they show a lot of things that have been removed from movies, sometimes for good reason. So don't have your kids there.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that was a fun little thing. What's next week? So what are we going to do?
Well, I want to give you guys a bonus recommendal. That's not on this theme, but I've been watching it. And if you're not watching, I don't know if you've spoken about it. Have you had a chance to watch Black Mirror yet on Netflix?
No, Black Mirror. I don't think I've heard of it.
British thing that's a lot like everyone compares it to Twilight Zone or something.
It's like high-tech sci-fi Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
It's the coolest. I mean, seriously, I have not loved a show. They're about an hour a piece. They're like mini movies. I will just give you a little hint to the first episode of season one. Ransom comes in. A princess is kidnapped. And their quest involves sex with a pig.
Sweet.
So
sweet, you got me. You got me. I'm in.
There's also another one where you can actually communicate. There's a way to communicate with the dead and talk with them after they pass. One that kind of stuck in my head was a society where the entire, well, not probably not the entire, but it's like a American Idol. So they have this show, but the population at whole has to create energy, very, very futuristic. The way that they do the tech in this show is amazing. I'm just like, I could see that being real. Like, we're so close to that. But then you start weighing the ethics of it and what could happen with it. And it's totally weird, but everybody's on a bicycle, and that's how they're powering everything. And you're only getting little bits of information, and that's the mystery of it. So, that's a good one. They're all amazing. And on YouTube, they released a Christmas episode with John Hamm. And I haven't had a chance to watch that one. That one is not on Netflix. But if you just watch the first episode, you're probably going to have to wash your brain after the first episode.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy.
Heard nothing but good things about it.
oh my god, you gotta watch it
now. It's like, it's an anthology, Brian. It's like separate stories.
Okay, so like Tales from the Dark Side, Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm. Kind of yeah,
I'll have
thing.
To check that out. I was thinking it was from the description, it was like a continuing story. I'll just whack my microphone.
Each story is self-contained.
Okay.
There was one that reminded me of more of like Strange Days, where there's actually a few of these concepts where I'm like, they kind of made a movie of that, but Black Mirror did it better.
Mm.
So the entire history of You, where everything is filmed, which was kind of like Final Cut with Robin Williams, and they can like replay it in their eyeballs, and it's
weird. Okay,
what are the ramifications for you being able to analyze everything you say, encounter, and do? And it's completely crazy. And like I said, it's really, really well done. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. And I had come across it. Entertainment Weekly had recommended it. And slowly people are telling me, you got to watch this. And I finally got around to watching it. And I'm just hooked. I can't stop watching it.
All right. Wow, this looks really cool.
Well, at some point you have to stop because there's only a few episodes, right?
Yeah, there's three per season. And then there's that Christmas special on YouTube. Mm. So there's only two seasons right now on Netflix. Mm. I'm going to be so sad because I'm at the last one. I'm at season two. Episode 3, and I got the Christmas episode to watch, but I might have to watch them again.
And did you say these are an hour long each?
They're an hour long each.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. But, all right, cool. Yeah, oh, 40, I'm all over this.
2 minutes. Yeah.
They play it a bit like it's more obviously than that, but the Sherlock shows in terms of, you know, short season, big, you know, bigger, it's more like mini series in a weird way.
Yeah. Really, really well done.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's to me it's movie level kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I love them.
All right, well, I need to finally watch it. I've been meaning to forever.
Just watch the first episode and you'll be hooked.
Okay, I'm in.
Seriously,
I'm in.
It's crazy.
Nicole's back. Always fun, always a pleasure. Anything you want to mention before we go?
So next week we'll be doing most quotable movie submitted by Bricks.
Oh, cool.
312.
Nice.
So anything goes as far as time is concerned. So whatever our favorite quotable streaming movie is, that's going to be the theme.
Oh, man. Some great ones.
Good
Holy
ones
cow.
In there. Yeah, this can be a hard one. All right. Well, we'll get on that. Nicole Spag, everybody. Nicole Spag on Twitter.
Whizzlers.
Talk to you later. Oh, shoot. Whizzlers. I hung up on it. Dang it. I didn't mean to do that. Actually, here's what I'll do. Nicole, if you're listening, I'll call you back.
Oh, no. You hung up on it?
Yeah. I hit it right as she was saying the Quizzlers word. That looked
did
bad.
You mean to call me?
I did, because yes. We didn't do the Quizzler, and we got done with Tom and thought we felt bad, and we wanted to do the Quizzler.
You should be.
I feel bad.
I had it all queued
I cut
up.
You right off. I hit exit right when you said, quit, and that was it. And I went, oh, she's going to say Quizzler.
I guess Scott really doesn't like Quizzlers.
I just forget. I forget, and I hang up fast. I'm known for this. All right, my bad. Tell us, do tell us, dear Nicole, what was our Quizzler? Let's do this.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Okay. It's a hard one. It's right. A really hard one.
I like
and if
hard
you get
ones.
It, you will impress me.
All right.
Okay, here
All right.
you go.
All right.
License, lady?
I don't have one. I don't believe in them.
How long have you been driving, lady?
About 45 minutes, wouldn't you say, Harold? We were hoping to start sooner, but you see, it's rather hard to find a truck.
Oh my gosh, I have no freaking
That's,
idea.
I get that one. That's Harold and Maude.
Oh, really?
Another good example of a movie that probably should have, because that was PG too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a PG movie, and it's absolutely wonderful.
Mm. It's great.
I love it.
It's old as dirt, but it holds up. It's like the ghost of Wes Anderson went back in time and inhabited that movie. I feel like those guys, like these guys that do the quirky movies today, like Wes Anderson and these, can't think of anyone else, kind of mostly him. I think he owes, or I know, like the Hesses who did Napoleon Dynamite and all that kind of stuff.
Those people,
I swear, those people owe their careers to Harold and Maude as inspiration. It's the same kind of thing, and it's fantastic. Good pick, Nicole.
It was streaming for a long time, and that's how I watched it, because I was like, what is this movie? It's a young kid and an 80-year-old woman. And yeah, they were a couple.
They sure were.
They were.
In many ways. Well, there you go. We got the Quizzler in. Woo! All right. Okay. I'm there. Next week, I'm not going to do that. I promise.
Okay.
Stay out of trouble. Bye now.